especially you who are parents and grandparents, be praying for Ryan and for Julie. Be praying for them, because you know it's no easy thing to be a parent. I think it's gotten harder to be a parent in this day and age than when I was raising kids and my wife. And when our parents had to be, well, I don't know, I gave my mom a pretty good run for her money. But we need to be praying. What you saw today, these are now two people, flesh and blood, that have been given this beautiful baby. I mean, they have other children too. Pray for them, will you? And pray for one another. Pray for one another. You know, I say that because I won't ask for a show of hands, but I wonder how many of us pray for each other who are parents and who are grandparents. Do we even think about praying for each other? Let's pray for each other. And then third, family, please, when the Lord offers you an opportunity to share the good news of Him, don't blow it off. Don't turn away. Remember, last week I shared with you my part of my testimony. I shared with you about a very personal thing. Most Christians will not do as the Bible says. Share your sins with one another. We won't do that. So maybe the example last week will allow some of us to break loose and to obey that part in our Lord Jesus' half-brother's letter, the book of James, and to share our sins with one another. Pray for one another. Pray for me with regard to that area of anger that I shared with you. That anger started probably when I was 10, and it only became greater and greater as life and events took place in my life, and the Lord is the one who is delivering, not delivered me, but is delivering me, sometimes moment by moment, from it. So don't miss these opportunities to pray for our friends. Don't miss these opportunities to share the good news. Well, you know, he's dying, she's dying. Well, best thing to do now is share with them the gospel. Oh, well, they might be mad at me. Who gives a rip? You're not telling them bad news. You are loving them. You're seeking their best and greater good at your expense. Love them. Share with them the good news of Christ, that they may be saved before they pass away and go to hell rather than to heaven. You think those people would say, why the heck didn't you share the gospel with me as they're in hell? You think they're going to be mad at you then? Let us share this good news. Those are our 3 points today, family. Important points. I hope you picked them up. They're not necessarily all in the message notes. Let's pray. Our gracious Father and our God, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for loving us so unconditionally. Thank you for helping us to understand that there is nothing that you are not willing to forgive in our lives. For those of us that are your children, you've said just all you have to do is confess and repent, and you'll be faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. And for those, Father, who may be here this morning and don't know you, you would share with them that your love is so great that you would love to, for them to embrace you as their God, their Lord, their Savior. All they need to do is respond to your grace, your favor upon their life through faith in the one true Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, seeing him to be the one who went to the cross, not for his benefit, but for ours, that there he would be the perfect substitutionary sacrifice, receive the wrath we deserve, and for each of us who would embrace him as our Master and Savior, we would exchange our sins, our unrighteousness, for his righteousness. And you would become our adopted Father, and you would give us your Holy Spirit, who would live within us to direct us, to encourage us, and to hold us up as we live this life here. So, Father, thank you for being here today. And please receive these musical prayers as offerings of love for you and those that brought a tangible gift to give you this morning as well. May you use it even as you did on the mount. Might you quadruple it, make it much more than it actually is. Bless each of those who offer up these songs to you, Father. Bless each of those who give you a tangible gift today, but in such a way that they know that you touch them because of their faithfulness and love for you. For we ask this in Jesus, your great Son's name. Amen.